Welcome to another chat here on eRadio with Rian Yordan Digital Marketing, or RJDM. We're still talking about websites, and this week we are talking about something very, very important: the best practices for securing websites against threats to make sure you don't get hacked and all that kind of stuff. Joining us from RJDM is Max. So, Max, what are the best practices for securing websites against threats?
Well, there's several aspects to consider, but the first thing is the quality of the host that you have. Not all hosting companies are equal. There's a reason why some are very, very affordable and others charge more. And the software running on the servers is of import when it comes to security. Now, that usually falls under the purview of your hosting company to ensure that the, for instance, PHP level that they're running on the servers are always up to date and of the latest release. And also, of course, there's some factors, aspects of security that they work in terms of firewalls and access control and so forth. But that is very much in the hands of the hosting company that you use. What is important, however, for any business owner is to ensure that their own website is regularly updated. You know, Ian, I'm sure that you also get a lot of spam and hackers and phishing mails.
Oh, yeah.
So forth. So we all know we get annoyed because I think I get something like 20 attempts a day from either telling me, you know, there's a package that I haven't received, click here to pay your R7, and the next moment you see there's R20,000 out of your bank account.
Oh.
Because of that very quickly growing business worldwide, very popular, and because these criminals are actually succeeding. I mean, they wouldn't keep on doing it if they weren't successful. This kind of onslaught on obtaining our personal information is not just in emails, it's not just through phone calls, it's not just on apps on our phone, but it is also obviously on our websites. And because of this, CMS or content management systems, server software, plugins, themes, you will note that about 5 years ago, there was maybe two updates in WordPress every 2 months, and maybe your theme was updated every 4 months. Now it literally happens on a monthly basis. And unfortunately, we do get clients that haven't worked or updated their site since they created it 5 years ago. Which means that that website is absolutely vulnerable. There's no protection. The information on that server can very easily be accessed if the latest security updates aren't done. Now, I do get a lot of people that say, but, you know, I sell feather dusters. Who wants to hack my information? And what people don't realize is that it's not about... There's no discrimination between what kind of business what you have, whether you're a lawyer, and of course lawyers are very much at risk, or any financial institution or bank or so forth. But the type of hacking, most of it happens through what we call a bot. It's all automated. And it doesn't discriminate whether you're selling feather dusters or whether you're a lawyer or a bank. It just mines all the information that it absolutely can from that device or from that website. And that is then used in turn in order to either fraudulently create or clone your digital identity, which can be used to apply for loans. And there's other ways that you are made vulnerable. So, you know, don't fall in the trap and think because I'm just a small little business, security isn't important, and it isn't that important that I make sure that my website, as well as my devices, are secure.
Yeah, you know, and as you said, also, they're getting very, very creative, these hackers. Every week, there's a new thing that they come up with that makes it more and more believable. I mean, just Absolutely. Recently, I got an email from myself. Have you ever received an email from yourself? Yeah, I got such
no,
a fright.
No, that hasn't happened to me before.
Yeah, well, apparently they just create an email that looks like yours, you know, but they don't really? Actually have access to your domain. And it said, you know, terrible grammar, but it said, you know, we have access to your whole mailing list, and if you don't send us this kind of amount, we're going to send what we captured on your webcam last night. It was like, geez, I didn't even work last night, so I don't know what what you captured on my camera. But yeah, but people fall for this, you know, like, oh no, you know, they're gonna send that picture or whatever, or they saw that, you know. And yeah, that was quite hectic, but I did some research on it, and obviously the email itself wasn't in my sent items, so that's also when I knew that, you know, the person didn't have access to my email address. But anyway, I changed my passwords and just sharpened the security a bit after that as well, because you do get a bit of a fright, you know. I mean, you can see it screams scam, but you still get a bit of a fright. It's a bit of a wake-up call.
Yes, and unfortunately, they get better and better at what they do. 2 years ago, you could see a scam mail a mile away. Now, even me, working with this quite often, have to really look and dive into that mail to see where does the links go. And because the logos aren't distorted and poor quality, and the grammar isn't always bad, it's now become very, very convincing. So as a rule of thumb, be careful of any email that says click here, you know, to log in, because it might just take you to a website that is not your own, which is a cloned site working on another domain. Something else that I also want to mention is a lot of people do not realize the importance of encryption of their mail. So you get your email address, you set it up on Outlook, but they do not switch on the SSL or encryption on the outgoing and incoming mail servers, which means that it is so much easier to intercept your mail between you and your intended recipient. And this can happen on both sides.
Yeah.
And some of people that's come across my way were liable for many millions of rands because they sent a mail saying, you need to pay X, Y, and Z amount over into this account. That mail was then intercepted on the recipient side, because they didn't use any kind of encryption. They had malware on their device, and which means a keystroke logger got information, got access to their email, and before that mail was delivered on their computer, the banking details and amounts were changed, and that person then opened up the mail account and saw, okay, now I need to pay so much into this account, which they did, but not realizing that the mail was actually not the original mail that came from the sending.
What a painful realization.
Yes, and shocking. And this is literally from a couple of thousand rand to millions of rands that get fraudulently stolen through this method. And people do not realize how important it is, by just doing the basics, make sure that your app software is updated, make sure that you've got malware scanners and virus protection, not just on your computer, also on your phone. Actually, a lot of vulnerabilities comes from mobile phone usage, but obviously also from computers, from laptops and desktops. But also just make sure that your email is encrypted.
Yeah.
By having that SSL setting on. And obviously your host and service provider should have the functionality. If your host or service provider doesn't have SSL for incoming and outgoing mail, then it's definitely time to move to another service provider.
Yeah, and you know, Max, you often hear about people also in companies who open emails and then, you know, once they click on that link, that malicious link, it's game over, you know. Then all of a sudden you've got alarm bells ringing and they hacking the whole company, even put ransomware on the computers, and all of a sudden all that data that you had, sometimes very sensitive data, is gone. So be careful, because once you click on that link, it's over. Or maybe, let's say you open an attachment. Imagine receiving an attachment saying invoice.exe. I mean, then if it says .exe, do not open it, because that means it's going to trigger a program.
If it says .html even.
Oh, really?
You know, wow. Be very careful. And unfortunately, there's a belief out there that certain operating systems and versions of certain operating systems are not vulnerable to malware bytes and viruses and attacks, and that is an absolute fallacy. Even if you are running on the latest version of Windows, you still need virus protection. You still need website browser guard protection. It needs to be updated. If it's not updated when there's an update available, it's important to realize that the updates are made available when they've discovered a vulnerability. And that's why it's so important to update your operating system, your virus protection, as well as the software packages and apps that you use.
Yeah, cannot stress that enough. Max, thank you so much. This has been very, very interesting. And I know that next week we'll be talking about aspects that are important to optimize your website speed, to make sure it loads nice and fast. But Max, thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And to all the listeners, stay safe and have a good one.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs, are you ready to take your online presence to new heights? Look no further than Rianyordan Marketing, your one-stop solution for all your digital needs. Whether it's a stunning website, top-notch hosting services, eye-catching graphic designs, or social media marketing to boost your online presence, we can help. Our dedication to excellence and a track record of success is what sets us apart. Rianyordan Marketing is trusted by both South African and international clients, delivering results that speak for themselves. Don't miss out on the opportunity to transform your online presence. Contact Rianyordan Marketing today and let us turn your digital dreams into reality. Visit our website at rjdm.co.za or give us a call at 087-1488-408. Rianyordan Marketing. Your success is our priority.